So, Phil, you're back with the Steelers for the short term at least. How does it feel to be back at the club for the Champions Hockey League and obviously this pre-season?
Yeah, I think it's a pretty exciting time for the club and, you know, all the players that are going to be involved. I think, you know, it's the first chance a lot of us have had to play in Europe for a long time. For me, it'll be the first chance I've ever had. So I think as a club and, you know, everyone involved with the team, it's going to be an exciting few games.
How much are you relishing that prospect of playing in the Champions Hockey League? You know, you as a player, you've been around in the Elite League for so many years. You've played in so many different competitions. And this is, a ticking off another milestone for you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, you speak to any other players, I think everyone's really excited. It's a new challenge. It's going to be, you know, a huge challenge. We're playing against some of the top teams in the world outside of the NHL. And, you know, I think any player, whether it's football or rugby, you want to be involved in the European competitions. And it's a different style of hockey. It's, you know, it takes a little bit extra to keep up with those guys. But it's four games and it's a group stage. The top two go through and, you know, there's a chance there to be part of history.
Obviously, you've got these two exhibition games against the Brayhead Clan as well. What are you expecting from them? Obviously, a tough prospect last season.
Yeah, I mean, they had a great season. They pushed us all the way with Cardiff and, you know, I think Finity's obviously going to want to go one step further this year. They've added a lot of depth in their British players and they've kept the core of their imports that did well for them, you know, Stefan Meyer and Keith and those guys. So, you know, it's going to be a tough game. They've still got a few signings to make, whereas we're pretty much completed now, I think. But, you know, it's two games against a team that's going to go into Europe as well. So it's good preparation.
Now, obviously, you're signed up to this short-term deal. Were you disappointed not to be offered a full season-long contract by the head coach, Paul Thompson?
I mean, I think you're always disappointed. I've loved my time in Sheffield and I've been treated well. And, you know, it's a great organisation to play for. You get a chance to win every year. And with the rule changes and, you know, the budget the way it is, you know, I respect Tomo. I played for him before and, you know, there'll never be any hard feelings. And he explained, you know, the way it is to me. He's given me the chance to come in and play in the Champions League. And obviously, I've jumped at that chance.
Is the objective now for you then to kind of maybe twist his arm, force his hand to kind of maybe think about keeping you a bit longer if you impress for this this short-term period?
I'm not sure. I just want to come in and, you know, play as best hockey as I can. There's a role there that I want to fulfill and I'm trying to get in as good a shape as possible not to let anyone down. And to be honest, I'm just looking short term. If things go well and, you know, we were to progress or, you know, things change, then, you know, there might be a different avenue. But, you know, for now, it's just come in, do well in the Champions League and then I'm signed in Telford as of right now.
Let's talk about that deal with Telford. How do you feel about, you know, obviously dropping down to the EPL potentially and playing with the Telford Tigers?
I think it's, you know, it's pretty exciting. I've got a huge amount of respect for Tom Watkins. I think, you know, he's a similar coach to Paul Thompson and haven't played with him and, you know, seen him coach. You know, it looks like they've built a great organisation there. I mean, obviously, it can be seen as a step down, but it's going to a team that has a pressure of winning championships. And I think at this stage in my career, that's what I'm trying to do. I don't want to go to teams where you're happy to finish fifth or sixth. I'd rather, you know, compete for championships and play in those big games. And whether that's in Telford or Sheffield or wherever, I think that's why we play the game.
And you look at the EPL last year, it seems like it's a league that's improving. There's a lot of, you know, guys that were signed up to top elite league teams dropping, as you said, not necessarily taking a step down, but, you know, they signed a lot of big names in the EPL last year.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a shift in the way the league's been structured and the way teams have been recruiting. I think, you know, you look at Peter Russell joining the league and the team he's recruited with all the young Brits they've got in Milton Keynes. And then, you know, you've got the likes of Yarolin and the goalie from Edinburgh going to Basingstoke. I mean, there's good players in that league. So, you know, it's exciting. It's, you know, people might say it's a step down, but, you know, it's hockey. It's a different challenge and, you know, one I'd look forward to.
How has your off-ice preparation been going? Obviously, there's a lot of talk about the structure at the Steelers this year coming in, guys being 100% fully fit as they kind of come in. How's your off-ice preparation been, Phil?
Yeah, it's going really well. It's obviously something I've always prided myself on. I like to keep myself in good shape, and I think it's, you know, it's a huge part of the game. And, you know, for teams to employ a strength and conditioning coach, you know, I'm a strong believer in it. I think it plays a huge part in ice hockey. Probably ice hockey's been a few steps behind other sports, but, you know, if other teams can follow suit, it's only going to help the league and it's only going to help teams. And, you know, going into competitions like Europe, you can need that extra bit of jump and that extra bit of professionalism.
What do you expect from yourself this year? Obviously, a year of new challenges, as you've kind of said. Have you set yourself objectives for this year?
I don't think anything's really changed. I just want to be, you know, a great teammate. I want to pride myself on working hard every game. And, you know, if that can contribute to the team I'm on winning championship, well, then that's been a successful season for me.